a savior in this masquerade. Waves of emotion gonna carry you away. But who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Can we help you when you won't make a sound? Days of avoidance gonna put you on display. Who's gonna save you from this masquerade? Who's gonna save you from this masquerade?
Masquerade is an interesting song. You know, I try to take elements of my personal life and embed them into fictional characters. And so I try not to be too specific about the source of that, but there was a person in my life that I felt was hiding, so to speak, within themselves. And not allowing other people who love them to come into their life and to allow them to take off that mask. And so it just felt like a very relatable theme to me, the ability to step away from this persona, which was actually hurting you. And so again, you know, looking for that relatable theme, I think that, you know, as a young person, I seem to see that mask, that persona that so many people wear, including myself, that is preventing a person from, you know, true happiness and peace. And I think, you know, really that's a big theme in terms of my music, is really around just trying to deliver a message around peace. And that's, you know, kind of peace of mind, peace of self, etc.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
There is. And it is part of the discovery. I think, you know, while the songs tend to discover themselves, I think thematically I've been writing about something that I think means a lot to me personally, which is really this, what I call this battle of spirit and ego. Ultimately, with spirit winning that battle, I think so many of us are caught up in our egos. And you know, ego is a bit of a misunderstood term. I think at times, you know, there is such a thing as a healthy ego, I suppose, but there's so many unconscious things that people do, and, you know, spirit or love kind of winning that battle, which is really just a kind of a form of consciousness or awareness, is something that, you know, I've kind of brought into my writing. I remember hearing an interview with David Bowie, who's another big influence on me, and, you know, he talks about he talked about his life being really writing about one theme. And in his case, it was about alienation. And for me, you know, I realized that the more that I focus on that one theme, it just, it's made the songwriting more fruitful for me, which is, again, this idea that, you know, love does overcome ego or negativity. And so I try to do that through characters. I think that the four songs on this EP, they're really kind of written through the lens of cinematic characters that are facing some crisis. And that crisis, you know, for how I've written the songs, are really about ego and just, you know, finding love within yourself and trying to send a positive message through something that I think many people battle.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing in a studio or performing on a stage?
Oh, that's a really good question. Now, if you asked me that question maybe a couple months ago, I might have said a different answer. I'm really looking forward to bringing this music out on the stage. I am definitely by nature a person who loves to record music in the studio. And to be surrounded by creative people and creating that perfect record is something that is just a really attractive thing for me. That being said, I miss playing music, and right now for so many musicians, it's so tough, right, to not have that outlet to bring music in front of people. I think that's going to change very soon, hopefully for many musicians, and there's been obviously a lot of musicians as well as many people in the world that have been hurt by the quarantine. But for me to be able to play these songs live and in front of people is something I'm really looking forward to.
We're sort of in a transition time when it's hard to have concrete plans, but things are coming up. Where can we locate you online so we can keep track of new tour dates as they start to come together?
So you can reach me at robertguess.ca. So robertguess.ca. And I'm on the website. You could also find me in all the places that you would normally expect in terms of social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Walk All Over You. What can you tell me about that one?
Walk All Over You, you know, is a song that, you know, one of the bands that I'm really inspired by right now is a band called The War on Drugs. And it's just a fantastic band out of Philadelphia. A bit of the sound of that, of their records, can really be heard on that particular song. It's a song that I really wanted to have a mix of kind of driving energy and not lose the roots of my acoustic background in terms of writing. It's just a really good blend, I think, there. The song itself is really about, you know, again, a similar theme. In that particular case, it's another person in my life that seemed to be in denial, so to speak, of some of the challenges that they were facing in their life. And again, wearing that mask, projecting something maybe other than they were. In that case, projecting what I would maybe consider a bit of denial, false happiness, et cetera. And so, you know, again, there's a bit of narrator coaxing the person outside of himself to find a place of love. And so a bit of a similar theme there.
I love the EP. Rob, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks, Meg. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Come around to everything you know. But the words won't make a sound until you change the tone. Desperate mile. see it when we talk. It's obvious and true. Your light begins to walk. Walk on. Against the wall.